This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back again on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen as the host of the Good Day Health program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the man with the knowledge, does the research. He has his own facility, Lake Cardiology, down in Mondora, Florida. Ken has been on this program with me for a long time. I was attracted to his expertise, his knowledge, his non-conventional way of looking sometimes at problems and helping people fix their medical problems, not just the problems that you have with your heart or circulatory system, which is his degrees are in, but there are a lot of people who just want to talk to him about what's going on in their body. I'm one of them. I'm probably one of the best examples of it. I want to know what's going on, and he'll help you. So if you have the urge, after listening to Ken, many people have been listening to this program with me and him for years and years and years, you can reach out to Ken either at the facility, at the clinic in Florida, or with telemedicine being what it is these days. You can talk to Ken and you'll feel like he's right there, and you may not be right there, but you're looking at him and he's looking at you, and we'll look at the charts and see what happens. 352-735-1400 is the way to be in touch with Ken at the clinic, Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. All right, let's talk about things that come from your area of primary expertise to begin with. Foods that may lower the risk of having a heart problem. These are always being discussed, not always the same foods. So what's on the list now?
This is a report this week in the European Heart Journal. And, you know, you're always asking me about what's my favorite diet, what should I be eating. And this report actually, and it deals with a change in one area that you're very interested in professionally, and that's dairy. It deals with a diet that proposes to be more healthy than the Mediterranean diet, the DASH diet, diets that we usually consider the most healthy. And again, this is one study, but it's worth considering. So in this report, they show that consuming the usual, except for one big change, consuming fruits, vegetables, legumes, nuts, fish, and whole fat, not low fat. This is the big difference. Right. Whole fat dairy products is key to lowering the risk of cardiovascular
disease. Ice cream. It has to have lots of butter fat, and it's good for you if you eat a lot of ice cream.
Including heart attacks and strokes. Yeah, right. That's what this report, not the normal, what we recommend to everybody is low fat, but in this report they stress whole fat dairy products. So large amounts of fruits, vegetables, nuts, and legumes, and then moderate amounts of whole grains, unprocessed meats, fish, and whole fat dairy is linked with a lower risk of heart disease and premature death. They call this the PURE diet, P-U-R-E, and it recommends 2 to 3 daily servings of fruit, 2 to 3 daily servings of vegetables, 3 to 4 weekly servings of legumes, 7 weekly servings of nuts, 2 to 3 weekly servings of fish, and 14 weekly servings of dairy products, mainly whole fat, Doug.
Well, I've always been, you know, because I'm a cow guy, I've been around cows all my life,
yes,
and milking cows.
You've been talking about this for forever.
Yeah. Well, but it's conflicting and confusing because of what you said. The preface to this is it's new. You can look at old research that shows just the opposite. So then people are confused. How do they know what to believe here?
Because it is hard. I look at it the same way, and this is very reputable, evidence-based, reviewed journal. And I think what's different here is that they really did balance everything else aggressively and only changed this one item and then looked at it carefully. And I think we need more. Before, I'll tell you for myself, you know, I've been, and I know you have differed. You've been on this mainly whole-fat dairy product diet. I've been on low-fat dairy product. And I think I'm going to want to see some more studies confirming this, but this is certainly going to reassure a lot of people like yourself that you've been doing the right thing forever.
All right, well, so that's 2 points for me, I guess.
And your coronaries, you know, you don't mind if I give up your hip?
No, not at all. No.
Your coronaries are a good example. You have a calcium score of zero. You have normal big vessels, and you're in your seventh decade of life. So that's
there. We go. Let's hear it for the good guys. All right, let's keep moving here, and we'll stay in your area of expertise. The atrial fib. I'm taken back by all the commercials on the radio and TV with what's his face, the basketball player Jabbar. Have you seen or heard those commercials? We're actually running them on my programs. The business of how he got what's his name? I never can remember this. He's three names. Something something Jabbar. Anyway,
Kareem Abdul.
Yeah, thank you. So he looks awful in the commercials. Terrible. Looks awful. He doesn't sound strong when you listen to the radio things. He's talking about AFib and what he's doing. Obviously, it's a commercial for one of the drugs. One of the things that you have been into this week is a link between AFib and dementia, and especially in women. What did you come up with here in terms of the research?
We're talking about atrial fibrillation, which is this extremely common abnormal heart.
Wait a minute, hold on. Wait for it. Your heart beats like a bag of worms. Okay.
Thank you.
Please continue.
Thank you. Yes,
you are.
Exactly. Doug explains it rather well. And
I've heard it 150 million times from you over the past 16 years.
Well, there may be a new listener, we hope, this week.
That's right. At least one, two, three, 100, 400. Actually, I think we're on a couple of new stations this weekend. Yeah.
Exactly. So they need to understand what we're talking about. This is this heart rhythm where the upper chamber of the heart beats like a bag of worms. And this report came out this week in the medical journal, Alzheimer's and Dementia. And what they report, and it's in women, women with a common heart rhythm, which we call atrial fibrillation, are more likely to develop dementia. And the severity of their dementia progresses more quickly for women than it does for men who have atrial fibrillation. And one reason may be because women are at high risk of being undiagnosed for atrial fibrillation and may be experiencing tiny silent strokes that damage their brains a little bit at a time. When you have this atrial fibrillation, the top of the heart suddenly beating chaotically, clots will form, and these clots are propelled to the brain and cause strokes. In fact, about 30% of strokes are caused because of atrial fibrillation when people are not yet on anticoagulation. And it's felt that atrial fibrillation more likely causes dementia in women than it does in men.
Why?
Well, possibly a few reasons. Possibly because it's less well diagnosed in women. In this study, it's speculated that many women get palpitations, symptoms, and it's written off as anxiety. Instead of doing an EKG, instead of going to the cardiologist, you know, they're told, oh, it must be anxiety. Also, the blood vessels in women are smaller. They may be more sensitive to even smaller clots. So these tiny strokes, these tiny silent strokes may be more common in people who have even smaller blood vessels.
Wow. All right, we continue. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on Good Day Health, brought to you in part by the folks that make Calitrin. Calitrin is the way for you to lose weight, the safe way, success stories galore, at toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. Every week for a long, long time, I've been talking about this with you and about some of you because you've had such success. The ingredients here, very simple, actually. Collagen protein, digestive enzymes, some aloe verde, I don't think, aloe vera. I think the verde is the truth about aloe. Anyway, it's a perfect supplement for men and women. It's been on the market for 27 years. If you're on medications for blood pressure problems, diabetic medication, that sort of thing, it's safe to take it. And no hidden fees, no recurring plans. You get what you get. And if you want more, you go back to the website, toploss.com, and order more. And when you're ordering, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G. You get the summer special things that are on right now, BOGO deals, and then free shipping using the Doug thing when you go to toploss.com and order Calitrin. Take it from me and thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of other people who have taken Calitrin over the years. Many of the people that I've worked with on the radio have taken it, and they've found great success. So you check it out, use it. If it doesn't work, get your money back. Simple, straightforward, no foolishness, just results. Calitrin is the product at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronaus here on Good Day Health. I'm interested, obviously, in your point of view when it comes to things that seem weird, like the story. I actually didn't report or talk about this on the Good Day program this week. There was a flash in front of me about the spread of coronavirus and how it happened in deer. How did experts or virologists or whomever find out that deer have coronavirus?
They walk around. I don't know where you live, but certainly in our neck of the woods, they're all over the place.
Yep.
I mean, you have to drive carefully to make sure that you don't,
run them over.
Get near them.
Yeah.
And they're pretty prevalent. And I could imagine seeing them that look sick, and you could sample them. You know, the local folks who deal with the wildlife sample them. But what you're looking at is, it seems like it's spreading, that they're looking at this as a natural reservoir, and it seems like the deer may be a reservoir for the virus.
More coming up with Dr. Ken. Stand by.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let's get into it again. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Doug Steffen with hopefully the lead-ins to important information that Ken has studied. He's a great researcher. In addition to being a great cardiologist, a great doctor, a great person, a great friend, he facilitates a lot of things for the American Heart Association because he is in the know and he likes to be on the go, although you can find him in his office any time of the day or night. I don't know what it does for his personal life, but I know it helps the people that go to see him. One of the things constantly in our focus here, talking about weight loss products, how you lose it, how do you keep it off, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. One of the things that is most difficult for us to absorb, Ken, I think, is how many obese youngsters there are. Older people. I was sitting, where the heck was I the other day? I was in Vermont. And I think I was in an outside restaurant, and it was close to dark, and I couldn't believe the number, especially women, who just are, it's, the fat is just falling out of every pore. And you wonder, what is there about this that you don't get in terms of your own health and well-being? And you look at the kids that are with them, and they're just as damn fat. And I mean that disrespectfully, because I think it is horrible that you allow your children, without them having a chance on their own to live the way they want to be exposed to the food or whatever it is, how you're living, and they become just like you. So what's the fix for this problem?
It really is sad. You and I grew up in a time when we were all desiring to get onto this presidential, to get our stripes from the president, so that, because we
fitness,
were physically fit.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of pressure on us to make sure that we were among the physically fit when you and I were growing up. And it's a shame that that little bit of pressure is not on the youth to get that award for being physically fit, as you and I competed for a bit when we were in elementary.
One of the problems is that the hacks and politicians and bureaucrats have cut out the funding, federal funding, for phys ed and music and things like that that add to the cultural stability, the physical stability of youngsters growing up. So it's our responsibility. We've let this happen. They'll give you excuses as to what else they do with a tax dollar, but the amount of waste, fraud, corruption, abuse in the tax and spend system, certainly plenty enough to get people back onto a regular exercise cycle. All right, so anyway,
we remember the presidential award.
I remember them.
Growing up, all of us, we wanted it. Yeah. We were an outcast if we didn't have it.
Exactly. If you were out of shape, you were really pushed aside. You were. All right, so what's the situation with all these teenagers and how they're somewhere getting back to a healthy weight?
Well, I think what you're referring to is this study that I mentioned to you that was published this week in the Medical Journal of Obesity, that the drugs Wegovy and Ozempic, which are all the rage for weight loss these days. And now this new study shows that these injections also may be game changers, Doug, for obese teenagers. The study found that nearly half of all adolescents on semaglutide, that's Wegovy or Ozempic, were able to achieve a healthy weight in about 17 months.
Yep. All right. Well, there's a word to the wise. Exercise, eat well, you know, all that stuff. Maybe you follow that new diet that Ken was talking about. As we continue in the next half hour, we'll be talking about things like regular exercise and why that may be good for not only your body, but for your brain. That's coming up soon on this week's discussion of your health and well-being on Good Day Health.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Police continue to search for answers in Fargo, North Dakota, after three police officers were shot late Friday, with one being pronounced dead. The two other officers are in critical condition. The suspect in the shooting is also dead. Witnesses report hearing upwards of 40 shots being fired. Lottery fever continues across the nation. The Mega Millions jackpot is continuing to climb, with no one winning Friday night's grand prize drawing. The jackpot now jumps to $640 million. $1 million ahead of Tuesday's drawing. Meanwhile, the jackpot for tonight's Powerball drawing is even higher, as it stands at $875 million. The IRS is reminding people they have until Monday's deadline to file their 2019 taxes. An estimated 1.5 million taxpayers may qualify for a refund. Tim Berg, USA News.
When you can find everything you need at prices you can afford, that's totally Target. It's that feeling when quality, good, and gather ingredients on the barbecue bring family around the table. Or when favorite day after practice snacks let you celebrate the whole team for less. It's when saving more on up and up sunscreen means more fun in the sun. And when Target Circle Rewards program gives you more perks on what you buy most and is always free to join, that's totally Target.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any fashion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Well, we're halfway through the hour with Dr. Kent. Thank you very much. Dr. Kent Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. You can hear the podcasts every week here, the program, but you can also hear the podcasts at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. They are the highlights of the conversations that we have with the experts here when it comes to your health and well-being. Okay, so expertise being what it is, Ken has seen and wants to report on an overview of having regular exercise. I mean, it's pretty obvious that it's good for your body, but what else?
Well, this study reported this week in Lancet is a little bit of unfortunate news for those of us who think that exercising, which is good, can overcome a bad habit of not getting enough sleep. Mm-hmm. And one does not take care of the other is the lesson from this study. So what they report is that getting regular exercise, yes, can help protect against mental decline in the aging brain, Doug, but poor sleep can take away those benefits. People who are more active but sleep less than 6 hours on average have faster mental decline, and after 10 years, their cognitive or mental function is equivalent to that of their more inactive peers. So you can't exercise away lack of sleep and hope that it overcomes your lack of sleep. Either one, if you don't exercise enough, you'll have mental decline. If you don't sleep enough, you'll have mental decline. And this seems to be more important than anything to most people. So the message is, make sure you get some exercise. If you haven't in a while, talk to the doctor before you do it. And also make sure you get at least 6 and ideal 7 hours of sleep each night.
How about a nap? What's that do for your brain?
Well, that's very good. And if you can't put all of the continuous hours together, which is ideal, then I think getting a nap, or if you feel, you have to listen to the body, and if you feel that you need that extra bit of sleep, submit to the body, it's healthy, and do it.
I have the experience every day, frankly. I have three different parts of my day involved in three different things that occupy my time. And when I get done with my radio work, usually late in the morning, I'll try to catch 20, 25 minutes. And on days when I can't because I don't have time, I feel it for a while, and then it just goes away because I just keep into, you know, you get into the lockstep of whatever the next routine or the next job is. But if it involves driving, I almost certainly will stop. If I'm in a hayfield on a tractor or something, I'll just get off the tractor and I'll lie on the grass for 15 or 20 minutes. They have a few ants crawling on me, a couple of bugs here and there, but I feel much better. It's like you wake up and it's a snap. Into, okay, next. And that's how good a nap is, and it's very good for you, right? Find it very good to keep me alert, good for the brain.
Absolutely.
Food for thought there. Let's talk a little bit about, as long as we're talking about dementia, Alzheimer's, which comes first? Dementia is a form of Alzheimer's, or is the other way around? I can never remember which is which.
Alzheimer's is a form of dementia.
Dementia. Okay. All right. So the FDA seems to have said yes to a drug, but not unusually, there are problems. Sometimes the FDA approves a drug that can be a horror show. Is this one of those concerns, one of those moments?
Well, this is a big deal, so we need a little bit of time everybody can understand this. Because this is not a cure for Alzheimer's, but it's as close to helping the illness as we've ever come. And it works by actually attacking what is the result, the rust that forms in the brain. So let's talk a little bit about this, because I'm sure that this is going to come up, and it has been approved by Medicare, but it's an extremely expensive drug. The name of the drug is Leqembi, L-E-Q-E-M, as in Mary, B-I. The scientific name is lecanemab, and all these drugs that end in M-A-B, they're monoclonal antibodies. Remember, these are missiles, guided, targeted missiles made by, in the immune system, you have antibodies. So these are targeted, guided missiles specifically trying to break something up in the body and not attack healthy tissue. And the site of attack is against amyloid beta plaque, a mouthful, in the nerve cells of the brain, which is the results that you see when you look at the brain cells in these Alzheimer's patients. So in a field, Doug, where there's no cure, there is some new hope. The drug Leqembi is an FDA-approved medication. It can slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease in patients who have mild, that's the key, mild cognitive impairment or mild dementia, and also have a buildup of this amyloid beta plaque in their brain, which we've talked about for a long time, this the pathological finding. So Leqembi, it's a monoclonal antibody that works by reducing amyloid beta plaques in the brain and so slows the progression of Alzheimer's disease, an average of about 27% in the research that was done for the FDA to get this approved. The concerns include reports of some rare but potentially serious side effects like brain swelling or bleeding, which prompted the FDA to require, Doug, a box warning on the drug's labeling, and this is the highest level of warning. The price could be a consideration as well. The drug is estimated to cost, are you ready? Are you sitting down? $26,500 per year. That was 26,500 per year. Lecanemab is intended to slow progression in people with mild thinking and memory issues in early stage Alzheimer's disease. It's not a cure and does not reverse the progress for people already living with more advanced diseases. And again, it will be covered by Medicare. So it kind of targets the rust that occurs in Alzheimer's disease to get rid of it, to clean up the nerve cells, but it doesn't actually cure the reason why it's occurring. So if you get in there early before there's too much of this plaque laid down on your nerves, it seems to be able to clean things up.
How do you know if you have the early signs of dementia or Alzheimer's? That's the big thing. I mean, these people say, oh, you got a hold of it early. Well, how the heck do you know? I mean, we all have brain fog from time to time. We all forget somebody's name.
I was trying to remember
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I didn't remember the first two names until I thought about it for a second, then it came back to me, and then at the same time you mentioned his name. So is this commonplace for people our age?
Well, the key is the change, because there are people who their lifelong have trouble with names.
That's me. I never remember everybody's name. Yeah.
Okay, so if when you were 25, you also were challenged by remembering names, then I wouldn't be so concerned. But if you were the guy who remembers everybody's name all the time, and then suddenly there was this change and you were trying to remember, that's when I would be concerned and I'd want to get you tested. And it's not too hard to check for this.
No. All right, well, just for the heck of it, when I see you next time, maybe we ought to check for it.
But what the tip-offs are memory or thinking changes, and when they start occurring early on, and just a little bit more than, these mild things, but it's the change. And most of us recognize it. The problem is that most of us deny it, and that's the big problem. We have masked, what doctors call mass dementia, because each one of us is in absolute denial that this is occurring. Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll check it out next time you and I are together. You'll hold up four fingers and then take them down and then say, how many fingers did I just hold up? And then that sounds like a great test. I wouldn't be able to do this work if I had lost my memory or was losing, because it would be obvious. People would hear it, right? People that listen to the program, people that I'm on the air with, would hear something different.
Tomorrow, ask them.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'll do that. It's Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug. He's got a license. I don't. You're listening to Good Day Health with now an opportunity for the first 10 callers listening to us right now to win not one but two free nights in Las Vegas. I know this may be good for your health, although the buffets, you got to wonder about those sometimes, but there's a lot of fun, a lot of exercise, a lot of people walking around Las Vegas. Great town to go visit. Who hasn't wanted to go gamble in Las Vegas? All you have to do to get these two free nights, and it's simple, all you have to do is call 800-419-3684. Why don't you do it now while you're thinking about it? It's the easiest thing ever. You become one of the first 10 callers, dialing 800-419-3684, and nobody's going to ask you any questions. Nobody's going to say, well, what did we just say on the radio? No. They're just going to say, we'll take your name, and this is how this works, and you can go to Las Vegas and get two free nights, stay there, courtesy of the folks at 541 Travel and the Doug Steffen Enterprises. So, as I said, be one of the first 10 to call right now, 800-419-3684. What's that number again, Doug? I want a free stay in Las Vegas, 800-419-3684.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix bad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com. Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day Health program. Okay, so there's a study that links THC use to autism. I'd be very curious to know the story behind that story.
Right, this comes out of Clinical Epigenetics this week. Delta 9 tetrahydrocannabinol.
Good,
you know what that is?
Yeah, it's marijuana.
Exactly, THC. That's the chemical, exactly. So consuming marijuana or THC during pregnancy is what they studied in this medical journal report this week.
Why would you be dumb enough to do that?
Well, that's...
You're pregnant?
That's,
what are you... How stupid can you get?
Well, that's... Let's talk about that after the results. What they discovered, these scientists, is that it can lead to genetic changes during a baby's growth in the womb, Doug, that are consistent with those seen in people with autism spectrum and attention deficit hyperactivity disorders. And previous studies have linked maternal cannabis use with an increased risk for preterm birth, stillbirth, and low birth weight. So you asked the question at the beginning, and yeah, so you please answer that question.
Your question has got to be pretty dumb to pull a stunt like that and not caring, narcissistic, whatever the term is that you want to use. It's more about you than it is your child.
It's been
legal,
so people...
But you don't smoke it when you're pregnant. Right. What are you, nuts?
Right. Well, people think it's safe, it's legal, but please realize the harm it can do.
Well, you know what?
Abortion.
The best example, just because
alcohol,
it's legal, we spent 5 minutes talking about this FDA-approved drug and the 100 reasons why not to use it. Every time you hear a drug ad on the radio, you hear 15 seconds of why should I take the drug and 45 seconds as to why to stay away from it. So what does that tell you in and of itself?
It just tells me, again, why would someone use marijuana while they're pregnant? And that is just hard to understand.
Gotta be nuts.
And there's a lot of illogical behavior, and maybe it's from other drug use.
Up next, Dr. Ken answers your question. Yep, it's questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Dr. Ken Kronos. For those of you who are regular listeners to the Good Day program, you know that Ken is featured every week, and he also has the Good Day Health Hour on the weekend, and you can also reach him for a one-on-one at Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Central Florida. Easy to get to if you don't mind spending hours at the Orlando airport. Maybe what you do is go to Sarasota. A lot easier to get in and out there. Or you drive. It's a pleasant drive. I always love just the fact that I can say Tamiami Trail and Alligator Alley in the same sentence, getting from the southeastern corner of Florida up to Orlando. It's a great drive, and it's a great visit when you get to Dr. Ken. So keep this number handy by 352-735-1400 for Ken in his office. Have that connection, have the visit, find out what's going on. You want another opinion? Call 352-735-1400. All right, so there's a question here about people getting shots. And the focus is on the Amish population. There are 400,000 Amish, or some people say Amish. They live in Pennsylvania, Ohio, New York, And they have large families. They have an average of 7 children per family. And there's a study that was done by some autism researcher that suggests that Amish children, when compared to regular American children, Amish children are not vaccinated. The Amish don't believe in vaccines. And in this particular instance, the focus was on the coronavirus vaccine and what has happened. But there are other vaccines that are in the question. I think there were 4 or 5 in the mix, Ken. The study is called Health of Amish Children. And in general, what it suggests is that Amish children do not suffer from cancer, diabetes, or autism. And the conclusion they come up with is because they weren't vaccinated. So what do you think?
Well, I think that that's not very good science because their gene pool is so inbred. So you have to study that against another gene pool and know what the real cause is. And again, correlation is not cause and effect. And you have to be able to scientifically tease out what the actual cause is. And so you just, more study is necessary. You're looking at a very specific genetic inbred population. And so you're not comparing this to everybody else. And the only difference here is that they did or did not get vaccinated. You follow me?
Yeah.
So right. you really have to do a better controlled study to come to the conclusions that you just did. Because, again, we know in good science, correlation doesn't mean cause and effect. And studying the Amish, they do a lot of other things other than just get vaccinated a whole lot less than other populations. You follow me?
I do. But I think that there is, where there is smoke, there's fire, and I agree with you, they live a very cloistered life, no question about that. But I think there have been claims like this before.
They've all been debunked that the vaccines...
Well, by whom? By people who are selling vaccine.
No. Well, let's... By...
Yes,
the
no?
General, by good science.
But yes. Who's to say that it's good or bad? I'm just playing devil's advocate, obviously.
That it's good or bad? Well,
yeah. I mean, science disproves itself all the time.
I think there's a general consensus among physicians, among medical scientists, that, in fact, the study that you're referring to is retracted for fraud. That actually put this idea out there that vaccines led to...
Well, people can accuse people. I'm very capable of...
But the study was actually retracted, and it went away, and it was admitted to being fraud by the person who published it initially. They put that whole idea out there. So,
but how many other frauds do we encounter when it comes to research? It's just food for thought, I think, and that's what you point out.
The problem I have with this conversation is that it scares people against being vaccinated, and vaccinations are probably the most important public safety advance of the 20th century that has come out.
Oh, I agree with that. For most of them, the polio and stuff like that. All right, well, there's more food for thought. Questions, good ones for Dr. Ken. It's Doug Steffen and Dr. Ken at 59 After here on Good Day Health.
This program is produced at Bob K Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think.
Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.